Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is our interview segment of our spiritual breakfast. And remember, the day today is the 25th of Sha'ban 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 24th of February 2025. Today we'll be discussing the moon. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib Hafidhullah. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahib, the first question: why does Islam follow the lunar calendar?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First and foremost, we should know what is the moon, the crescent called, also speaks about it. Yas'alunaka anil ahilla. They ask you regarding the Ahilla. So Ahilla will be the plural of Hilal, but there's only one moon. And now why do you say moons? They ask you about the moons. So here, chapter 2, verse number 189. Because remember, every day it is waxing and waning, increase, decrease, and so forth. So this is the miracle of the Arabic language, Hilal. Hilal means Raf'u Sawt. See, there's the moon, there's the chant, and moon, and crescent, and so forth. So every 3 days, 3 nights, remember, there's a new name for it. So first 3 nights, it will be called Hilal. Then the 14th night, Laylatul Badr. No other language will you find that richness and that variety, that every English you see, you can Google it, see. You will have moon, you will have crescent, and then we stuck already. Maybe one, two other obscure names. So that is the miracle of the Arabic language. So that's one. Two, remember that why do we choose the lunar calendar and not, like, for example, Gregorian calendar? I'll give you my personal experience. Now this Ramadan, inshallah, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I'll be 70 years old. Gregorian calendar, 68. But now this calendar year, remember, Islamic 70, because I was born in Ramadan with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So now what happens? You went through cycles. So it means that if I'm in South Africa, all 70 years, so you experience Ramadan in summer, winter, spring, autumn, everything. Now you just juxtapose and draw a comparison with the South African, that he, a non-Muslim Christian, for example, his Christmas, his New Year, his whole life was in summer. That because why? 25th December and 1st January in summer. You go to America, go to Canada, you can't even go out of your house. You must remember that 25th December, 1st January, it's so cold, because I was there in 2000 and 2001. So if you go out, you have to wear so many clothes and so many things and so forth. Otherwise, you will die because it gets so cold, snowing and the cold, minus 15, minus 20, minus 25, minus 30. We never ever experienced temperatures like that. So that person in America, Canada, his or her entire life, they celebrated their New Year, their Christmas, their festivals in the winter months. So you juxtapose and draw a comparison, which system is better and has more justice and is fair to humanity. Every person will say the Islamic system. That is a different issue that we as Muslims have caused so much commotion regarding the moon and so forth. So people say, why don't we just follow the Gregorian calendar? So that is no fault of Islam. That is our fault. Because you take Saudi Arabia. Let me just bring this up. Allah's father, I didn't study in Saudi Arabia formally. I sat there with the mashayikh in Makkah, Mukarramah, Sheikh Maud Ali Sabuni, and Rahimahullah in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Umar Falafalata, Sheikh Atiyah Salim, and all of them, Rahimahullah, they all passed away. But all that is informal, not formal. But Allah's fazl, a group of ulama, mashayikh came from Riyadh and to Darul Uloom, Newcastle, you know. And then Mohsema was principal, I was vice principal, deputy. And they saw that little bit, I'm like active here, get the students, everybody must be in class. Is that half the teachers themselves are missing. You know how it is. So they took all my details and everything. And when there's a conference, I see now they start inviting me. So like 3-4 times they invited me, different times, you know. So alhamdulillah, it was very good with Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy and so. So once I remember clearly, vividly, that we were in Riyadh, you see. So we met the Grand Mufti of Saudi Arabia, till now the same one, Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah Ali Sheikh. He's blind also, like bin Baz before him was blind. So remember Rahimahullah. And then remember we met the Sheikh, the Ra'isul Quzat, Sheikh Salih Al-Luhaydan. So it was now after Hajj. They invited us to make us Qazis. In 2 weeks they made us Qazi and they gave us a certificate also. Because that time the ambassador to Saudi Arabia was the Sheikh Abdul Hamid, you know. So he passed away. So Sheikh wanted we must prepare ourselves for the Muslim personal law and so forth. It's not something that we requested. They just chose at random. So our name came out, so we went with Allah's help. And my mind is always upside down, you know, because I went for Hajj with my wife. Everybody else came alone. Then I asked the Sheikh, what must I do now? First he told me, you go with your wife. Then I told him, you sure? So then he realized what he's talking, you know, where will she stay? And then, because all of us stay together, like, you know, and so many issues. So he said, no, you go back and go to embassy Sifara and they'll give you the other visa and all that and then you come back. So I came back and then I had to go back, a long story. So anyway, so now it was after Hajj. So these are the two greatest authorities on fiqh and Islamic law in Saudi. Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyyatu Saudiya, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, as they love to say, you know. So we asked him for the Grand Mufti, which day is Ashura? So for example, I don't remember the exact day, but he said Wednesday. We asked him, we understand that Salih Al-Haydan, when is Ashura? I say Thursday. Now both of you are in Riyadh, and both of you are giving different verdicts, and it means that you yourself don't know what is going on. So what do you expect the public to know what's going on? Therefore, Sheikh Lutfullah used to tell me, Abbasi, the sage of the age, Waliullah, he says that we used to keep 3-3 fasts for this Ashura and all that. Because we ourselves don't know which one is the right date, you see. So, for example, if they say Wednesday, Thursday, so we keep Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, like that, you know. So, like that. So, just to be safe and so forth. So, the question I posed to him, that day you can't ask, you have to write. So we asked him, what is the Nizam and the system of the Hilal here? So he said, no, very good. He said that we in Saudi Arabia, we don't have sighting for 8 months. And I still remember his answer, verbatim, he said, Laysa fiha ahkamun, that there are no rules in that in those months. So the 4 months only really they have sighting is what? Sha'ban, because of the hadith in Tirmidhi, Ramadan, and then Shawwal and Zulhijjah. So these 4 months only. Are we clear? So 8 months they don't think. They just put taqweem. Taqweem is their calendar which they prepare, and they just follow that. There's no sighting, no nothing. You must remember. This is from the Grand Mufti. So you must remember of Saudi Arabia. And even they are sighting, when they say they have sighting, I give you an example, I'm telling you now, Maulana. Today is the 25th of Sha'ban, okay? And you must remember that in Makkah, Medina, Aqsa, everywhere is 25th. Friday evening you will see that immediately after sunset, half an hour, 50 minutes like that, 1 hour, that they will tell you moon sighted in Tumayr and sorts and sighted in various places. So now that they give the people money before, now they say they're no more giving the money. Those who see the moon and all that. So anyway, so then they'll say that now is the first Taraweeh Friday night and Saturday the first Siyam. So we, you must remember in South Africa, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, that people still have that fear that no, we can't take the Ummah for a ride and so forth. So what they do is that they will consult with the ulama and so forth and so on. So cut long story short, that we in South Africa, what we do is this, that we are 100% sure some sighting took place, right? And then they verify it with the ulama and so forth. Then they announce it and so. So that's the proper method of doing things, you know. So another point there also you can write down. You know about, I can't remember the exact date, but must be about 15, 20, maybe 25 years ago. In Amman, in Jordan, they had a big conference regarding this moon and so forth. So, you know, in Cape Town, they have organization, the Mankakers, you know, Moon Samis, if you look, Raftan Station. So, these are the Mankakers. When they presented their data information, every Muslim country had to hang its head in shame and say, look at these people living in a non-Muslim country. They had records for 70 plus years, every month of the year, which person, Mr. Hendricks, Mr. Peterson, Mr. Peters, whoever saw it, every month, whether it was snowing, whether it was raining, whether it was hailing, and for more than 70 years. Not one Muslim country, not one Arab country had it updated like this. So what a shame and disgrace that is. So we must salute the Mankakers and so forth and so on. So now let's come to our scenario now. So now, this Friday after Maghrib, when you come outside, you scan the sky. Will it be sighted or not? So Saudi Arabia, 1999. The paper already, they said 1st March is 1st Ramadan. 1st Ramadan is 1st March. So they will announce, inshallah, that Friday night the moon was sighted. And it's 15 hours there, by us it's 16 hours. So nevertheless, is it possible? Yes, it's possible. They will use the telescopes, they will use all that. Story time. One day, there was a group, you understand, from Sri Lanka. And then they came there and they were in media. So then I told them, me, I'm coming with. They said, yeah, come with, but you can't ask questions because you're not part of that. I said, no, fine. So they spoke funny things there. One thing I remember is one person said, he told that Saudi guy, how come you guys allow all these funny movies and all that right by the Haram Sharif, you know? And you're staying there, you know, in the Hilton or Zamzam, or you're staying there in Zamzam, or you are staying, you must remember, in some smart hotel. Then you now come here and, you know, in Makkah and so forth and so on. And now we meet them. So anyway, so this was also in Riyadh, I think, that, you know, they have to go here and there. So I met them in Riyadh. So then I told them, okay, I'll be part of your delegation, and I won't speak. So the one guy from them asked, how come you'll allow all these crazy, funny films, their bikinis? Said, my brother, when they start my brother's story, you must know there is something. The Shia, same thing. And the Saudi say, my brother. When they say that, it was not, they're going to give you a fairy tale story. He says that, no, you see, now we live in Zamana of satellite. So what comes from on top, that we cannot prohibit and stop it. But if it comes from the bottom, you must remember that we, there's an answer the Saudi guy gave. I looked at him and said, you're making us fools, you or what? Let them just criticize the king or the crown prince. This is now 15 years ago, 20 years ago. So then, and then see how your world bring about all the interventions and everything, all the stopgap measures and all that. But it's deen, who worries about deen? Deen for them is secondary. So we must be very, very clear on that issue as well. Another issue we must be very, very careful about is that, remember, in a case like this, I was saying that now there was another conference also, and then the brothers from London came. And the one was my student. So I told him, hey, I must come with you. So they took me. And then with Allah's help, it was in out of Makkah. It's just like that, nothing. It can rain, it can snow, it can whatever. It's just in the open field in a mountain. There's nothing covering it. I found it amazing. There's million dollar machines there and all. So anyway, that sheikh told us from the start, tonight there wouldn't be yet. You understand? Because of overcast and all these things here. So anyway, they have 6 or 7 places like that in Saudi Arabia from where they see and look and all these type of things, you see. So that is also. Now, Kudrat ka Karishma, the Allah Ta'ala's mercy always, you know. So there's one professor, I got this card somewhere, Professor Abdul Rahman or something like that. He spoke very good English. He studied in America. You know. So he started speaking to me. So I told him, you know what, I have so many questions. He said, okay, but you belong to the media. And, you know, he asked me what I'm doing. You can't be recording. You can't be taking, you know, recording, like, you know. And you can't be doing photos and videos and that. I said, no, it's fine. And then he said that it's not actually for public consumption, like, you know. But the Khulasatul Kalam, you will find there is this, that even they admit they got a big problem. So he said, King Abdullah said in those days, Rahimahullah, that the ulama, and they call them scientists, you know. So all these people who are to do with the moon and the moon samis and so forth, so they must get together and the astronomers, and then they must do and come and reach consensus. You see that? So that is how. And one Ajib story they told me, and he also told me, he said, yeah, in Saudi Arabia, some people, they got the mohiba, whatever. So they got a special gift. Even if the moon is 6, 8, 10, 12 hours, they can see it. So they say it's from Allah Ta'ala's side. They give me the town's name also. You know, me, I just shook my head. For us to believe that is very difficult.
Were they blind?
Not blind. they say they can see in this type of thing. Now let's come to the real nitty-gritty of it. So this week, Friday, we have to scan the sky. So now it's one of two situations. Either the overcast conditions, cloudy, or that. So in that case, this is the only time in Islam, if one person sees it, male or female, so it will be accepted. You see that? There's one proviso, one condition, that the person who saw it must be adil. You see that? Now, adil definition, you will find this, you will find that. So it means the person must not be indulging in major sins and all that. So even if one person, because we have Dalil, the Arabi, the Bedouin came and so forth, and he said, I saw the moon. And then Nabi alayhi salam asked a few questions, and he answered. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam. So you must remember, accepted it. So that is for Ramadan moon, when conditions are overcast. And when it's not overcast, then you will need Jammun Ghafir. Two witnesses only will not work. You need a big group of people to see it. And thereafter, they will tell you that, you know, why we want this group. So there must be elimination of all this, you know, doubt and shuba and all the people saying that this happened. So it is basically a mechanism to defend yourself so that we must not have any problems and so forth. So that is basically for the Ramadan moon. And a masterpiece book, subhanAllah, this morning I went to the library to go look for this book. Every Muslim person should have this book. And it's written by Majlisul Ulama. You know, Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai. Sighting of the Hilal. It's a white cover with like orange color on top. So, you know, so very, very interesting this book is. Excellent, actually. So, Sheikh, mashallah, Mawlana did a good job, as normal. And you know, when he writes this book, Kitabul Iman, Kitabul Salat, Kitabul Siyam, this moon. So, everyone like a masterpiece. You must remember that. So that is was for the Eid, for the Ramadan, not for Eid, for the Ramadan fast. And then when you come to Eid al-Fitr, and if it is overcast and all that, then so Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha will be the same. So if it is overcast and all that, so then you will have to have two witnesses and two male, and they must be adil and what have you. Otherwise, one. So this thing, one male and two females. You see that? So that is minimum when it is your muhaim, when it is overcast conditions and so forth. And if it is like, you know, normal day, like how we got today, sunny, bright and so forth. So in a case like that, so then you just need, you must remember the Jammun Ghafir. They are such a big jamaat that you can't say they're all liars and so forth and so on. So that is the khulasa and summary of these things here. But now today, it has caused so much confusion. Just take three for examples. One is Saudi Arabia. I'll never ever recommend any country to follow Saudi Arabia. The people who are there, that is different. They don't have say in the matter. But what about the other countries? So the other countries, like sheep mentality, they will just follow and so forth and so on. So that you must remember, must be very careful with that. Next one is ikhtilaful matali. Ikhtilaful matali means the sunrise, the sunset, every way is different. So now will we take it into consideration or not? So see, now we in South Africa. If South Africa sees the moon, all these neighboring countries, Zimbabwe, Zambia, Malawi, Mozambique, all accept it. But any one of them see it, can be Waliyullah, we don't accept it. Now the question arises, is that right? I say it's not right. And I told them also, and that one year you remember very well, when Mona A.S. decided, announced that Eid will be on a Friday, and one day earlier. So you remember that incident? Yeah. Sure. So then we did it like that, so you must remember that. So that is what we should remember. So two male witnesses, or one male and two female, and that will be when it's overcast conditions. And if it is, that is normal conditions, then you just need a big party, big group of people, and that will suffice, and that will be okay. So that is regarding the Eid. And thereafter, all the other months, remember two people, see, it is fine, and just carry on with the Islamic calendar or whatever you've got. So that is how you will determine the Islamic calendar compared to all this other man-made calendars and so forth. You see China now, they got the year of the dragon and the year of the snake and what and so forth. So Islam gave us a pure system. Quran Kareem teaches us, chapter 9, verse 36, Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah izna ashara shahran fi kitabillahi yawma khalqa as-samawati wal-ard minha arbaatun hurum. So there are four sacred months, holy months, and the other 9-10 months, that is, you must remember that it will be normal, two witnesses, and you carry on. You don't need really Jamme Ghafir. Jamme Ghafir will come, the big group will come for Ramadan, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. So that is what we should try and understand these issues.
Mustazab, last question before we leave. These people that are in Saudi Arabia, staying in these countries, what should they do? Will they be sinful in following the country's ruling?
No, they have to follow that. They must follow that. Al-Fitru Yawma Tuftirun and Adha Yawma Tadhun. So they must follow that. Remember, the sin is on the muftis, the sin is on the ulama, the sin is upon the amir, that they are the ones who have wrote about these laws and so forth and so on. So we make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that Allah Ta'ala grant us barakah now in Shaban, and let us pray. So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala shows us many, many more Ramadan Mubarak in future. And then the last point will be that we beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Allah let sanity prevail among the Ummah, not be fighting regarding the moon every year. And you know, people then say, rather we go for honeymoon because the Maulvis are fighting so much and so on. So all these are issues that we need to, you know, clarify and educate the Ummah as well. Ji, Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.